540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. More than 3,000 teachers in Oakland, California are on strike. KCAL TV reporter Katie Nielsen has the story.
The union represents about 3,000 teachers and staff and says OUSD is one of the lowest paid districts in the Bay Area and adds pay raises are essential for teacher retention. They say 20% of the teachers have already given notice they are not returning to OUSD next school year.
34,000 children attend Oakland Public Schools. The man suspected of killing one woman and wounding four others at a medical office in Atlanta is now in custody. WSB Radio's Edgar Tregetz has the story.
It began in the lunch hour in Midtown Atlanta. Police say 24-year-old Deion Patterson shot and killed one woman and injured four others in a waiting room, then soon after carjacked a vehicle. The massive manhunt played out through the afternoon into early evening, ending 10 miles north in suburban Cobb County. Police Chief Stuart Van Hooser says they checked on a flood of tips.
One real-time operator in particular saw a 911 call come in, literally said, I think this is going to be him.
It was. Patterson was found hiding behind a condo complex in the woods and arrested without incident. Edgar Tregetz for CBS News, Atlanta.
The wife of Francisco Oropeza, the man accused of killing five of his neighbors near Houston, Texas, is now also under arrest.
She's charged with hindering the apprehension or prosecution of a known felon. Authorities believe she hid Oropeza in a house near Conroe, Texas, where he was eventually found Tuesday night, hiding in a closet under laundry. San Jacinto County Sheriff Deputy Tim Keene says there was a sighting of Oropeza on Monday afternoon in Montgomery County.
We did confirm that was him running, but we lost track of him.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Actor Jamie Foxx has reached out to his fans for the first time since being hospitalized last month. CBS's Allison Keys has more.
On Instagram, he posted, appreciate all the love, feeling blessed. Quickly answered by a plethora of stars from Ellen DeGeneres, who says she is sending love to him every day, to comedian Kenan Thompson. Family members have said Foxx was hospitalized on April 12th after what they called a medical complication.
Few details have been released about that medical complication. And for the first time ever, scientists have caught a star in the act of swallowing up a planet. They described it as not just a nibble, but one big bite. Astronomers reported their observations of what appeared to be a gas giant around the size of Jupiter or bigger being eaten by its own star. The sun-like star had been puffing up with old age for eons and finally got so big it engulfed its close-orbiting planet. It's a preview of what will happen to Earth in about 5 billion years. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.
How are you keeping your kids occupied this summer? River West Outdoor Educational Adventures offers activities featuring bike rides, canoeing, rock climbing, hiking, and more for kids in the greater Milwaukee area. They also offer these activities for adults, families, and groups.
This sounds awesome. How can we sign up?
To sign up or request more info, call River West Outdoor Educational Adventures at 414-263-4877. 414-263-4877.
If you're tired of the government and economy only working for the wealthy, then it's time to join Our Wisconsin Revolution. Our Wisconsin Revolution's mission is to make Wisconsin a true democracy by challenging the establishment and pushing for policies that benefit the working class. Policies affecting our everyday lives, economics, the environment, and social justice. Restore education and bring fundamental change to Wisconsin and join Our Wisconsin Revolution today. Log on to OurWisconsinRev.com. That's OurWisconsinRev.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the happier happy hour. I got my little buddy here with me in the Solidarity Realty Studios, WMDX, Mad Radio, Madison, Wisconsin. Here we are,
Dominic,
Gertie,
Ebode, and perhaps even callers at 844-967-2789. But Dom, I want to start this hour talking about Tucker, rhymes with Tucker Carlson.
Oh, he's just terrible.
The headline here, the Tucker Carlson text message that set off panic at Foxy News. Well, do tell more. I found this one at the Raw Story Plus. You know, now you got to have a subscription to get the Raw Story Plus. But I pay up for you fine people. Tucker Carlson, in a text message that surfaced on the eve of the Dominion defamation trial and prompted the right-wing cable host firing, seemed to relish the beating of an Antifa protester by three Trump supporters, the New York Times is reporting. The text message was sent to one of Carlson's producers in the hours after the insurrection. Carlson describes watching the Trump supporters amid a violent attack. Carlson wrote that it was three against one, at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously, he wrote. It's not how white men fight.
And whiter man than Tucker Carlson. Wow, dude.
The text is part of a redacted court file obtained by the New York Times. Here's more from Carlson's text stream. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching video of people fighting on the street in Washington. A group of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the living, let's just say crap for radio's sake, out of him. It was three against one at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly, I found myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being, such that I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him.
What?
I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. It's not his suffering, man. He's getting his ass beat on the street 3-on-1. I should be bothered by it. I continue to quote Tucker, rhymes with Mother Tucker. I should remember that somewhere, somebody probably loves this kid. If only they could say that of you, Tucker. And would be crushed if he was killed. If I don't care about these things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is? Well, he's anti-fascist, and you're pro-fascist, well,
that's
Tucker.
Why he doesn't like the Antifa, because Tucker and the GOP megas, they love themselves some fascists.
Is that the one that got the Foxy News concerned?
Right, that was it? That was the, that's not how white men fight? That was your final blow? Or was it that, you know, he wanted to see this kid get killed? I wanted him to kill it. I could taste it. I mean, the guy's a psychopath. Let's just put that out there. You have those kinds of thoughts? Really, dude? And the racism. I mean, it's not even... you know, it's just... They're so comfortable with it. And I don't know Tucker Carlson. I don't know if Tucker Carlson ever has been in a fight in his life. And if you've ever been in a fight, and I've been in a few scraps... you know, I'm not, if you are attacked, physically attacked, or in an altercation, you know, you do what you got to do. How exactly do white men fight, Tucker Carlson? I'd like you to articulate that for me. I mean, just beyond the pale.
Well, apparently 3-on-1 style. Because I got to think those Trumpsters that he was referencing, I don't think they were black dudes.
Yeah, right.
844. 967-2789. I don't know if we can trust her without a proper vetting. Maggie Dawn, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Mike and Dom. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
Good.
Thank you.
Welcome. What do you got for us?
Good. Well, how do white guys fight? Well, in penny loafers with no socks and khaki pants from a perch at Fox News from 1,000 miles away from anything that matters,
right.
Hurling insults and racism, right? Like, that's how white guys fight. The thing that absolutely blew my mind away, in addition to effectively the bloodlust, the glee, and the racism, was that even as he's sort of turning the corner and saying, oh my gosh, we're all human beings, even that is framed up in terms of his needs and who he is. I started to think that this isn't good for me. That's what that text message says. Not, it's not good for the guy getting his butt kicked. Not, it's not good for democracy that we have disagreements that devolve into violence. It's not good for me. That is Tucker Carlson. His interest ends at the tip of his nose. No more, no less. Have a great show today, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Great insights, as always. You know, Tucker Carlson, really, you know, working on the self-help, you know, working on his internal self.
Well, he's got plenty of me time now.
Yes, he does.
844-967-2789. Let's take a few more. Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What
hey,
do you
Mark.
For us?
Hey, thanks, guys.
Sorry, man, we let Maggie leapfrog you like that, but, you know, busy woman, all that kind of stuff.
No problem. I'm looking forward to Maggie's show when it comes back on again.
Yeah, me too.
That I can remember getting jumped coming out of the loft in eighth grade English class by three guys, and it wasn't any fun for me getting tromped on. And I made the comment, you guys are just a bunch of cowards, 3-on-1. And so Tucker Carlson, his immediate response wasn't wanting to jump in and help somebody. Yeah, and I think he was just speculating there. But, I mean, it just is just sickening that what these guys think they can say, and they got their amen corner going, oh, yeah, that's right, let's beat on that Antifa guy. Antifa means anti-fascist. Unless you can embrace that thought, you're okay with fascism and what fascism has done in the world. You know, look at the Nazis.
I mean, Tucker's been embracing Putin. If that's not embracing, between the Trump love and the Putin love, the guy's pretty much in a fascist sandwich there.
Yeah, it is just disgusting that you can't immediately recognize that you're supposed to be standing up for those among us who don't have the power. And Tucker Carlson, born with a silver spoon or a platinum spoon in his mouth, you know, one step from home base, if not on home base itself. Born into that, and he has no empathy for anybody aside from himself.
Mark, I really appreciate your call, man, and thanks for listening. But the greatest story of the hypocrisy of Tucker Carlson is the fact that Tucker wrote a letter to Hunter Biden asking Hunter Biden to get his kid, Tucker's kid, into a preferred college. I mean, isn't that ironic?
I mean, you know, are you looking for consistency amongst these people? I mean, I think
well,
I think
if you have any influence to peddle on our behalf, Hunter, please do so.
Well, yes, they're fine with the influence.
Get the peddling. Big guy involved if you can.
If it benefits them, then they're fine with it, I guess.
844-967-2789.
Is this shocking, though? I mean, is this... I thought it was a little shocking, as blatant as it was, but, I mean, I can't imagine this is the first time a guy like Tucker Carlson has expressed these racist views to the degree he has. I mean, come on, he's been fired from every cable news outlet out there now, right?
But mostly he expresses those sayings in, like, Heritage Foundation speeches.
So, I mean, was this... This was what... Too far, too much for Fox News?
I heard the messianic stuff came out at the Heritage Foundation. I had heard it was that specific speech on Saturday night.
The what?
The speech to the Heritage Foundation
okay.
that Tucker made the Saturday night before he was fired on Monday.
Oh, he did his last show on Friday. He gave a speech on Saturday.
Saturday.
Fired on Monday.
Fired on Monday. But, of course, I wasn't privy to all the redacted text messages. Right. But, I mean... Okay, I'm not going to get caught saying a bunch of racist stuff, but there are some inappropriate things that you would find in my text messages. I'm sure I wouldn't want to describe in broader media context. Has that made me a bad human being?
Depends what it is, man.
<'Cause> you know, you're usually the recipient of that stuff.
It's okay. Listen, people are human. I totally understand that. And we all have our flaws. We are a flawed species, as Jeff Scott Olson, attorney extraordinaire, reminds us often. But that aside.
More so you than me.
Well, you know, I'm working on it. I'm working on me, Curdy. I'm working on it. The blatant racism, I mean, okay, but we expected that from the white Christian nationalist that is Tucker Carlson, right? That's not...
The whole white...
Yeah, that's not how white people...
Delusion
fight. That's not how white
theory.
Men fight. I mean, what... Oh yes. So, what was in the other... What were in the redacted text? Was there something else in there? Because I'm not... Although I am shocked, you know, to a degree, I'm not surprised, and I can't imagine anybody who hired him or fired him or worked with him were surprised by this revelation.
Well, there is a pending lawsuit. Racist text help spur Fox to oust Tucker Carlson, according to the AP. Tucker Carlson's racist text messages shouldn't be surprising. Mm. An analysis from CNN. Slate says Tucker Carlson text messages... Why the white men lying was too much for Foxy News. I think even Slate can see it clearly. Maybe crossed the line down.
Maybe.
It wasn't the white replacement theory he espoused on the airwaves.
No, that wasn't it.
That was garnering ratings, and that was driving profit motive.
Oh, okay. So this was just going to further, devolve their profit. Eat into their profit if this got out with Tucker Carlson on the air.
Could be a skosh embarrassing. Could. You know, their viewership's down 56% in Tucker's slot. You know, begs the question, who's next? You know it's going to be Jesse Waters. I mean, who else is a big enough jacknut to fill that slot properly?
Jesse, wasn't he Bill O'Reilly's guy, a man on the street kind of guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're my man on the street. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
We have bigger new equipment and outgrew the other location.
What kind of new equipment do you have?
We have new equipment that allows us to print quality signage and banners. We also have a new inkjet printer, printing larger sheets, improving production efficiencies.
Is the new location easy to find?
It's not only easy to find, it's more convenient with plenty of parking. We are now located on Washington Avenue North off I-94 and the Dowling exit.
So do you still print everything?
We print more than everything. We have over 175 Google reviews with a 5-star rating. Call 612-870-0777 or visit mpuptown.com. That's mpuptown.com. We print everything.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go. Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyotas inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with the Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for your Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. Mr. Crowley.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your input always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Some more than others. You know how it goes. 844. I know you just gave the number, but I prefer when I do it. 844-96-PARTY. You know, it is a political party up here. We try to have a good time with our audience. And, Dom, oh, something's happening there. I was a little startled. You know, I startle easy. You know how that goes, Dom. We talked yesterday about the 14-year-olds working.
Yes, here in Wisconsin. New legislation to address this really, 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 really low unemployment. What? Madison, Wisconsin at 1.7%.
Second lowest in the nation, baby.
Wow. Wow. Milwaukee and greater Wisconsin at 2.5%, a full percent lower than the 3.5% national average. You know, when I was in economics, I understood that to be basically full employment.
Well, Dominic, here's what I would point out. I can top your 14-year-old serving drinks. I got 10-year-old slinging burgers at McDonald's.
Yeah, baby.
According to NBC News, 10-year-olds among hundreds of children found working at McDonald's restaurants. Now, my youngest, for a short period of time, he did work at McDonald's. And actually, he used his experience there to find a better restaurant job. I was proud of him.
I think a lot of folks do that.
But the subheadline here at the NBC News, two 10-year-olds were discovered working unpaid until as late as 2 a.m. at a McDonald's in Louisville, Kentucky.
I mean, working unpaid? Is that working unpaid?
Well, that's only child slavery, Dom.
Oh, okay.
More than 300 children, including two 10-year-olds, were found working at McDonald's restaurants across Kentucky and several other states in violation of.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 38. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 69 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 49. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
One of them was also allowed to operate a deep fryer. That gets hot. A task prohibited for workers under the age of 16. He's almost half that
age. All these oppressive worker restriction laws. Man, people want to work in this country.
Most of the restaurants, 45 of the 62, were in Mitch McConnell's district in Kentucky, Dom, according to data released by the department. The two 10-year-olds were among at least 305 children found to have been employed in violation of federal labor laws across 62 McDonald's locations in Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland, Ohio, operated under three franchises: Bauer Food, Archways, Richwood, and Bell Restaurant Group, LLC. Bauer Food said the two 10-year-olds alleged to have been employed at the McDonald's restaurant were children of the night manager who were visiting their parent at work and were not approved by the franchisee organization management to be in that part of the restaurant. The franchisee said it has since taken steps to ensure policies regarding children visiting a parent or guardian at work were clear to all employees. Is that what they were doing? A little take your kid to work till 2 a.m. and have them sling burgers at the drive-thru day?
Well, you know, they're just, you know, visiting dad at work. These reports are unacceptable, deeply troubling, and run afoul of the high expectations we have for the entire McDonald's brand. Tiffany Boyd, Senior Vice President and Chief People Officer at McDonald's USA, said in a statement, "It is not lost on us the significant responsibility we carry to ensure a positive and safe experience for everyone under the arches. I know how important it is that every restaurant fosters a culture of safety. As a mother whose teenage son proudly worked at our local McDonald's, I feel this on a very personal level. We are committed to ensuring our franchisees have the resources they need to foster safe workplaces for all employees and maintain compliance with all labor laws." Archways Richwood LLC did not immediately respond to requests for comment from NBC News early Wednesday. A LinkedIn account appearing to belong to the owner of Bell Restaurant Group did not immediately respond for comment either. Another comment here, Karen Garnett Civils, the wage and hour district director in Louisville, said this: "Too often, employers fail to follow the child labor laws that protect young workers. Under no circumstances should there ever be a 10-year-old child working in a fast food kitchen around hot grills, ovens, and deep fryers. The employers face civil money penalties with an estimated combined total of more than $212,000.
Pay the man. You know, probably cheaper than paying adults, right? Labor stuff.
Well,
people don't want to work, they claim.
This is what's happening, right? Number one, we're very employed here in Wisconsin and across the country. And, you know, apparently the you know, corporations, the job creators, don't want to up their wages. So where are you going to get them from? Well, you can't get them legally in from the border, right? That'd be a problem. We had, you know, a good work permit visa system here in this country. So where else are you going to go? Well, we heard it. I think it was Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, said, well, you know, if the older people go back to work, maybe we won't charge them the Social Security. He's going to give them a tax break to get back on the job, right?
Welcome to Walmart.
Right, exactly. And now apparently, and as evidenced by the Wisconsin GOP wanting 14-year-olds to serve your cocktails here in Wisconsin, the only state that would allow that to happen, you know, we have this report coming out of Kentucky. Hundreds. This is not just a couple of kids. I mean, this is maybe the most egregious example, but we're talking about hundreds of kids
across multiple jurisdictions and state lines. Now, it's not just Kentucky. It's the whole Midwest.
Right.
And, you know, the Sun Belt and the Bible Belt down there. You know, spare the kid, spoil the Big Mac.
I mean, and if you're there till 2 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, most kids should be going to school. What? Getting up at 6, 7, going to school at 7, 8, you know, whatever the case is. I mean, hell, that's a good 4 or 5 hours. That's, what else do you need as a growing...
Why does the kid need school? He's already gainfully employed.
And not only that, so how are the transactions? And we talk about Donald Trump and his transactional problems, right? Well, he was fixing the books. He said it was for, you know, lawyer fees, when it was actually for paying off the stripper fees. Well, that's fraud, and he's being prosecuted for that. I wonder what the books look like at all these different McDonald's franchisees as it pertains to the children.
You think they might have multiple sets of books?
I don't know, man.
They got the Federale books and then the, you know, the real books, Tom? I know we do.
Cash is king of the Devil's Advocates.
Fortunately, they don't let me keep the books anymore. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're listening right now. You could be a part. The happier happy hour rolls on with your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Anyone work at 9 or under?
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Teachers in Oakland, California plan to go on the picket line on Thursday, and that means parents like this one are making plans.
We're all going to stay home. Yeah, so there's nothing I can do but just stay home with them.
34,000 children attend the Oakland Public Schools. Police have arrested a suspect wanted for killing one woman and wounding four others in a medical office waiting room in Atlanta. Cobb County Police Chief Stuart Van Hooser describes the arrest.
It was a fairly chaotic scene. We were being called to various locations in that area about what appeared to be legitimate sightings of this individual.
The suspect is identified as 24-year-old Dion Patterson. Police say he was at the medical facility for an appointment. Missy Elliott is the first female hip-hop star inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make the...
Elliott, one of 13 inductees announced in Cleveland. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
being asked and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, rolling through the happier happy hour. Your phone calls, always welcome up here. Up here, is that accurate?
Over here, here.
Just call now. Just 844-967-2789. We'll take your calls for the duration of this hour. Dom, I know that you were quite excited to learn. I don't know that this moves the needle. But Jack Smith, special counselor, he was in the room when Mike Pence got interrogated, air quotes, got questioned under oath, probably felt like interrogation.
When he interviewed in front of the grand jury, yeah.
You were gleeful. Why is that?
Come on, man. The big boss coming to town comes in the room. Of course that's a big deal. I mean, and he should be there. I mean, of course, this is the former vice president of the United States. This has never happened before. So Jack Smith, probably very prudent to be there. I guess I kind of assumed he would, but the reporting came out today that, in fact, he was in the room. According to CNN, Smith and Pence interacted while Pence was at the courthouse. One source described the interaction as respectful. Smith's appearance is the first known time the special counsel attended a grand jury proceeding in the investigation. That's kind of a big deal. Pence testified for more than 5 hours. Jack Smith there to hear it all.
And once again, it would be my speculation, Dominic, that the Pence testimony's got nothing to do with documents in Maryland.
I'm not clear that that's the case.
Why would Pence have any prior or foreknowledge of what he's got in the storage container at Mar-a-Lago?
Because he's Trump and Trump's jawbones and there's conversations. You don't know.
I think after January 6th, they stopped chatting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think
How did Trump handle his documents in other ways? Did you ever see Trump, you know, flippant with these documents? Do you ever see him give them other? Of course. Come on, man. Pence is the guy you want to talk to about everything.
Now, I believe the reporting of Maggie Haberman at the New York Times once upon a time, she said, you know, Trump used to try to feel important. He'd take a stack of crap with him on the airplane. You know, it could be newspaper clippings, yeah, classified documents.
I used to travel with my college books all the time. Never cracked them, never read them, but I had them with me just in case I was feeling motivated.
Well, much like Donald Trump, and I brought this up at the time, and you know I've always characterized these possible classified documents, you know, the simple possession of them, those are paperwork crimes. Now, the dissemination of them, that would rise to a whole different level. And we've never actually seen any evidence or seen public reporting, but we speculated.
There has been some public reporting.
That he showed it to buddies, cronies.
That he showed it to donors. Come on, man.
So donors, cronies,
whatever, man. If I take, you know, secret documents and show them to somebody who gave me money, it almost seems like they're, I don't know, buying access to those documents, like they're paying me for those documents. That's what I'm saying, man. How do you not? These aren't cronies or buddies. Number one, Donald Trump has no friends. He has no buddies. He has cronies.
No, you have no friends. You have no buddies.
Don't be projecting now, Crudy. I am your friend. This is Donald Trump, man. So, no, he wasn't showing these to friends. He was showing them the reporting I saw to donors. He was showing secret documents to people who gave him money. If you gave me money and I did something, wouldn't you say that perhaps you paid me for those things? And if you did pay me for, I don't know, secret documents, wouldn't that be very bad?
But you're implying he sold the secret documents. I'm implying,
what do you call it when you give money?
Bragging.
Someone gives
you
money.
Showing off.
Someone gives you money and you give them secret documents.
I think it's something of that sort. What do I know?
Come on.
I think the more important thing, and you know this is always where I've come down on this issue, the January 6th is
for the country,
issue.
Certainly. That is the
history.
Yes, yes.
And obviously I want to see accountability for the January 6th. I am not just in it to see Donald Trump go to jail, although that will be a sweet day if it ever comes. Dom, I haven't heard your latest thoughts. Is Trump ever going to do a perp walk? And I don't mean, you know, the turn yourself in.
I'm telling you, man, I still stand by
my
position. And, you know, this is the nice thing about speculating on the radio. You can say whatever you want. You roll the tape later. If I'm right, I'll remember and I'll tell you. If I'm wrong, no one will remember except maybe Crudy. I don't think Trump
may hold it against.
I don't think Trump debates in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, in August for Fox News.
You're wrong.
I don't think that happens. I don't think Trump makes it to the convention in Milwaukee next year.
Well, that's a whole different contention.
Well, those are two of my predictions, and I've said it, and I'm standing by it. It could be wrong, but...
Wrong on both counts.
Oh, really?
Not only will Donald Trump be on the debate stage in Milwaukee in August, and we'll probably be at some nearby bar, I suspect, doing our dynamic coverage. Cafe Hollander, something like that. But Trump will be there, and above and beyond that, not only will he be in Milwaukee for the RNC, it'll be his nomination coronation, baby. Trump's your nominee again, 2024.
The civilly convicted rapist Donald Trump is...
That guy,
yeah.
He's almost galvanized the field at this point. I mean, who's really the opposition? Is it Chris Christie? Is that going to be your guy? No, it's not going to be Christie. It's not going to be Nikki Haley. It's not going to be Tim Scott. And by all indications, it's not going to be Ron DeSantis. And they all split whatever sort of anti-Trump sentiment there might be. The meager anti-Trump sentiment in the Republican
Party. Right, they're fighting over the crumbs while Trump keeps
in the base,
40%.
And all Trump's got to 35 would get her done. Just a plurality. Just 35%. And it's a winner-take-all format. And he's going to win state after state after state. You know, he's got a rally, I believe, next week in
Fawnie Willis from Fulton County has given a window.
That's not a primary state.
Has given a window for the police to get their ducks in a row for when she drops her indictment.
Are you telling me they're imminent?
They're absolutely imminent. She says they're imminent.
So
every day it becomes more and more imminent. So what? That just explain to me. What happens between now and then? Fawnie Willis, July 15th, drops the indictment. RICO charges, conspiracy, seditious.
And the Craven MAGA base.
Lay it all out.
They see the persecution of their messiah, and they rally around Trump, and they
pick him up as the nominee. Trump could very well be on trial for that seditious conspiracy
that'd be pretty quick.
By the time that rolls around.
I don't think so.
Not maybe August, but next year, why not?
Because it doesn't go that fast. And with the habit he has of being able to...
What would stop Fawnie Willis? If she's got the second grand jury, what's going to stop him?
Just the wheels of justice move slowly.
Really?
I think so.
You think so? Because a lot of those people that were in January 6th are already sitting in jail.
Sure.
Right?
He's not.
Well, he's part of it, right?
Not even charged yet.
Not yet. So you think he will be?
Oh, I absolutely think
he will. And you think that will have no bearing on his schedule, on his showing up, on his mindset, on the structure of the questions at the town halls or the debates? You don't think that's going to... Hey, so when
he's already throwing people off.
When you were convicted civilly for rape, how'd that make you feel?
Who's going to ask him that question? Chuck Todd?
Everybody better ask him that question. I would start with the town hall. Caitlin Collins, I believe, from CNN. She'll be the first one. Because this trial going on right now, I mean, they could come down real quick. Trump's supposed to be there, middle of the month on CNN? He could have a guilty verdict by then. From the sounds of the reporting,
civil trial,
they're not really even putting up any sort of defense.
We've appealed that. We've appealed.
Yes.
It's not a criminal conviction. He's not going to get hauled off in cuffs. Any other normal...
It's still
what
rape,
did he
dude.
Tell
it
you?
It is rape. Say it with me. Rape. Okay, now say, I'm going to vote for the rapist.
I didn't say I was going to vote for the rapist.
But you think people
I said the Craven MAGA base will.
You don't think they're going to be peeling off? As the more of this comes on, the more headwinds come on, the more weights,
the
baggage that he carries, man. He's going to be strapped, man. He's going to be locked down. He's going to be bouncing from courthouse to courthouse. When's he going to debate?
I don't care if they wheel him in to the RNC with that Hannibal Lecter face on. He's going to accept the coronation. He's going to be your nominee. And with a little bit of luck, we might be in the room again. That was a very dark night.
He's going to be
at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland in 16.
DeSantis will have his face cut off, and he'll put the DeSantis face on, and he'll just, he'll escape then, right?
Is that how he's going to, him or Nicolas Cage? 844.
Face off.
967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, Minnesota. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call today. Hey, when is that monster AM station or whatever going to be on? Have your show
WBZH, the buzz of the north, man. It's coming your way. It's on the air at 9:10 a.m. But We're throwing a shiny new 5,000-watt Nottel receiver at it, man. We're going to blast it all the way to Duluth. I don't know. When's it going to stop snowing in northwestern Wisconsin, Dave? As soon as we got solid ground.
We broke, 60 degrees yesterday, and it's 50 right now. So it now stops snowing, so we can get that signal from them.
Buddy, the part's 800 pounds. When the ground can sustain 800 pounds plus the forklift to carry it, plus I need about 2 days to get the engineers up there, and then we're going to blast your ears off, Dave, in Duluth.
Oh, I can't wait. Say, do you remember when George H.W. Bush had Dan Quayle as his running mate?
Hell, Dan Quayle was the only thing that preserved our democracy. The advice he gave to Mike Pence? I mean, thank you, Dan Quayle?
Isn't it ironic? Because it's like when George H.W. Bush picked Quayle, you know, everybody thought, what a lightweight guy to have as a vice president.
Has your opinion changed about that, Dave?
Well, after he said democracy, now it might be brighter than I thought. But anyway, but what I was getting at is, do you remember when Biden said he's going to be a bridge candidate? He himself is be a presidential one-termer bridge candidate to the next person in the, you know, Democratic Party, and all the corporatocracy candidates fell in line, dropped off of the race, and Bernie, it was just him and Bernie going at it, and Bernie, you know, he couldn't outflank.
Wait, you think I've forgotten that? I have nightmares about that Dynamo Dave.
Kamala Harris, don't you think she was chosen as some sort of inoculation that nobody's going to try to get rid of Biden because Kamala Harris, what has she done?
Well, no, I don't think they picked Kamala Harris because, you know, if Biden got assassinated or something, it'd be so god-awful to the Republicans. I'm not sure what your strategy of flanking would be exactly there. No, I think they picked Kamala Harris. She was, a former prosecutor in California. Very intense. I've told you this many times on the radio.
She ran for president herself, too, right?
Well, unsuccessfully.
Well, right, but obviously, but and listen.
Who mentioned the other day, though, when she grilled Bill Barr from Capitol Hill?
Yeah.
I mean, that was her at her strongest moment, perhaps. But as a candidate, she never quite found her stride. Let's see if we can sneak at least one more call in this segment. I don't mean to cut you short, but I want to leave time for Hoosier Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing good, boys. How are y'all?
Awesome.
Okay, I have to agree and disagree with you guys.
All right, lay it on us.
I
disagree with Dom and agree with me.
I would pay solid hard money to watch Donald Trump get perp walked in an orange suit.
On the other hand,
I don't think, I think he's going to blow up his heart or have a stroke before it happens.
I don't think, he's like a cockroach, dude. It's like Mr. Burns. Remember that old Simpsons episode when he had all the diseases and they were all like keeping him alive somehow, counterbalancing everything? I think all the fat in his heart is somehow keeping him alive.
I don't wish him bad. I don't want to see him die. I'm not that person. But I think it's one or the other.
Well, the actuarial tables do exist. Thank you for the call, Bob. 844-967-2789.
Rally around the family with a pocket full of shells.
Isn't this Paul Ryan's favorite band? Rage Against the Machine.
They were raging against him, right?
I don't know if he still knows that.
He is the machine.
You know, and he's on the board at Fox News, and the reports, the board of Fox News shocked when, the Tucker Carlson, that's not how white men fight. Well, the white replacement theory didn't give you a hint. Well, the Devil's Advocates will be right back. One more segment, 844-96-PARTY.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows level off around 38 overnight under partly cloudy skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 69 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Chance for scattered showers Friday and Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, strange headline. You know, I do check the Foxy News Digital just to see what the, what I warn you about.
Your computer blew up on you.
Yeah, it just did. Sorry about that, folks. Moose out front should have told you park's closed. So we're going to have to take some of your calls. He won't get to screening them at 844-967-2789. Dom, we'll get there in just a minute. The allegation being made on the Fox News Digital, just through the headline. Haven't really read more deeply about it. But the headline was effectively the Dem supportive billionaire that's funding the Blasey Ford. Who's
E. Jean Carroll?
E. Jean Carroll. The lawsuit actually was a Epstein acquaintance. And the, of course, the allegation or the implication being made is that, you know, he somehow wrapped up with some of the Epstein pedophilia. I don't even know what's the accurate term for the guy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I do suspect he did not commit
child
suicide.
Sex trafficking, that kind of thing. Sex trafficking, whatever. Okay, so what? The mega donor has been, he visited Epstein's private island?
Apparently.
Okay. And that takes away from E. Jean Carroll's testimony that Donald Trump raped her?
I think they're trying to blunt the perhaps civil verdict that's coming soon, Dom. It may be coming soon.
But again, that is certainly gross, if you go to the pedophilia island, you know, I'd question you. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Donald Trump, apparently, according to E. Jean Carroll, raped her in the department store and then defamed her and lied about it afterwards. So whether or not she's, you know, paying it because she saved her pennies from working at McDonald's when she was 10 years old, or somebody's funding the effort, those facts still remain.
844-967-2789. Your phone call still welcome. Steve from Minneapolis, listening on KTNF 950 AM. Steve, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. Just a couple quick observations on Tucker Carlson, whatever it was. Antifa is not a thing. I tried to join. I could not find the application anywhere. And
it's right next to the Solidarity sing-along application here in Wisconsin. They were the protest singers that used to sing at Walker.
Yeah. Well, if you're not against fascism, you're anti-American. Enough of that.
Right.
If that's not how white men fight, he's obviously never been to a biker bar.
Mm. That's more Dom's territory. What happens at those biker bars, Steve?
Well, okay, quick story. I was sitting at the bar one night, and, you know, there's a bunch of idiots called the old timers, and they couldn't even provoke it themselves. They had to get a girl to steal my lighter. And then when I got pissed off, there was like four guys waiting for me in the parking lot. That's all I got to say on that.
Wow, Steve. Well, I'm glad you made it through. You know, it's obviously when altercations occur, Steve, you know, it's hard to say what will happen in the fog of war, right? But it's the so very blatant racism from Tucker Carlson that apparently made the Fox News board, you know, people like former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, you know, big Rage Against the Machine fan.
Don't forget P90X. Oh, don't skip leg day, bro.
No, dude, do you even do legs? Do you? Is there even a leg day for you?
He's kind of pencil neck.
He's a little bit. He's a little bit. It's all about diet at this age, Crudy. You know what I'm talking about.
No, not really.
But it's the racism, and how is this the one thing? This is the issue that is too far for the Fox News board. Well, that's not how white people fight. But the white replacement theories and all the crazy stuff that Tucker Carlson has said over the years, of course, fired by other cable news channels, that as well. Come on. 844-967-2789.
Our buddy Jake from Eureka, California. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So, disgusting Donald Trump is such a coward. This guy will not even go on a stand and defend himself in the trial.
If you were accused of rape and you know you did it, would you show up at the trial to testify? And apparently his deposition was a train wreck. They didn't want their client on the stand. Even Taco Pina had the common sense not to put that client on the stand.
Well, I mean, literally, Jake, he has no defense. That's the defense. They have no defense. What is his defense? Wasn't me.
Guilty.
Wasn't me. That's his defense.
It's not my type.
Yeah, exactly. His admitted record is, he's not my type, and I get to grab women whenever I want to and do what I want to them because I'm rich and famous. That's his record.
Yes.
So well, but he takes a TikTok.
That, Trump.
TikTok first, Jake. Yeah. He TikToks up, so it's all good.
No, the whole thing is, if the Republicans, if they want to nominate this loser for a third time,
they will.
Best of luck. You're going to lose again. And
yes.
The Democrats are going to laugh at all you Republicans.
It's going to, you know, they talk, Jake, thank you for calling. I keep stepping on you. I apologize. They talked about the red wave that was coming in the midterms. Oh, there's going to be a bit of a red wave. I think it's the bloodbath that's coming in the 2024. Because, Dom, this is a terrible trajectory these Republicans are on. And we've seen the primary battles. We saw it in the gubernatorial race. Why? Tim Michaels. Well, he just crapped all over Rebecca Clayfish.
The other Republican.
The other
primary,
Republican.
Yes.
And there was no reconciliation.
No.
And Michaels, in what was relative to Wisconsin politics, a landslide, lost to Tony Evers by almost 90,000 votes. And then we had Dan Kelly, who was supported by the aforementioned Dick Uihlein, the billionaire sort, the MAGA supporting, the January 6th supporting Dick Uihlein.
Yeah, apparently.
The Dan Kelly supporting. And Dan Kelly was a completely unappealing candidate. How do we know that? He had lost by 163,000 votes to Joe Kurofsky. He had a track record as a loser. And he only won the primary with the support of the billionaire Dick Uihlein.
What'd you say, Crudy? You can't spell Kelly without two L's.
Yeah, he's got two big fat ones. I mean, this guy has lost two Supreme Court races by historic numbers, mathematically. So, anyways, I can't wait until first the primary bloodbath. And I mean, even Florida Republicans right now, they can't wait till Ron DeSantis goes and declares and leaves them alone so they can just you know, pretend to govern. Because right now they're putting forth a lot of crap like Scott Walker did when he ran for president, but he was the governor of the state of Wisconsin. And all his policies came through the prism of what's going to appeal to Christian conservatives in Iowa. Well, that's the way Ron DeSantis is fighting with Disney and governing right now. But you put those two on the stage.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.